Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we do a very interesting chapter, the meeting and the conversation of souls. So when a person passes away, and now he meets with his old family and meets with his old friends, now what conversation takes place at that time? Can you imagine? For us, our understanding is a little bit difficult now, because with the social media, it doesn't matter which part of the world the friend is, the family is, people are keeping in contact all the time with the messages, etc. But if we think of a few years back, where one person, father for example, came from India to South Africa, and now the rest of the family was still in India. Now, when the next family member came, maybe after 1 year, after 2 years, he came from the village where there was not much contact as far as telephone is concerned. There's not much contact in terms of email, in terms of WhatsApp, nothing. So now when the second family member comes, how excited the father is. For example, his eldest son now comes down. He's so excited to meet his son. He embraces his son. And now he starts asking the son about the rest of the family, etc. How's the mother doing? How's the other children doing? How's the brothers doing? How's the family doing? So much of excitement he feels, as though somebody from him has now come from overseas now. He's so excited, that enjoyment and that excitement and the talk that takes place. So this hadith is explaining what talk takes place for those people that are there on that side, when they meet a person that has passed away from the dunya. How excited they get to meet this person, and what discussion takes place. An Abi Ayyub al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, inna an-nafs al-mu'min idha qubidat talaqqaha ahlul rahmati min ibadillahi kama talaqqawna al-bashir min ahli dunya, fayaqulun anziru sahibakum yastarihu fa'innahu fi karbin shadidin, thumma yas'alunahu ma fa'ala fulanun wa maza fa'alat fulanah, هل تزوجت فإذا سألوه عن الرجل قد مات قبله فيقول هيهات قد مات ذاك قبلي فيقولون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون ذهب به إلى أمه الهاوية بئست الأم وبئست المربية وقال إن أعمالكم تعرض على أقاربكم وعشائركم من أهل الآخرة فإن كان خيرا فرحوا واستبشروا وقالوا اللهم هذا فضلك ورحمتك فأتمم نعمتك عليه وأمته عليها ويعرض عليهم عمل المسيء فيقولون اللهم ألهمه عملا صالحا ترضى به وتقربه إليك. هذا أبو أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when the soul of a believer is taken, Allah's merciful servants go towards or go forward to receive him, just as a bringer of good news is received in this world. So when a person now passes away, all the pious, all the possessors of the soul of a believer, when a soul of the believer is taken, then all the merciful servants go towards him. All his friends, all his accomplices, all the merciful people. Can you imagine the pious people that are there? They all are rushing now to go towards him. One side, this person, his soul is coming, his ruh is coming. In other words, he is coming. Now that is his essence. He is coming, and these people from that side are rushing. So you can imagine what a scene it is. What a scene of excitement this is. And then some of them say, give him a chance to get back his breath, because he was in a severe pain. So now when this whole scene is taking place, some of the people that are coming, rushing, are telling the others that are also rushing, give him a chance. Give him a chance to get his breath back. Take it easy. Don't rush him. Take it easy. This person has been in severe pain just recently. Take it easy before we all go and embrace him and with that excitement want to meet him. So just take it a little easy with him. Give him a chance to get back his breath. Because he was in a severe pain, they then start asking him, how is such and such a person? What happened to such and such a woman? Did she get married? Now they want to start getting all the information about the details. In other words, they start getting the details now. Because a lot of time, a'mal are presented to them, as we'll see in the hadith, but details are not presented to them. So now such a person, how is he doing? How is she doing? Did she get married? So now they want to catch up on all the old stories. You can imagine what a nice feeling. A person is not left alone. He had lost his mother maybe, he lost his father, he lost his friends, he lost his brothers. Suddenly he meets up with all of them in such excitement, and now they want to catch up on the stories, what's happening on the other side, like a person who came from overseas, or like a person that came from Hajj. Now they want to ask him, how was this, and how was that, and how was your stay in Makkah Sharif, and how was your stay in Madinah Sharif, and which hotel you stayed in, and all the details you ask the person. Now they start asking him all these details. That how is such a woman that she get married? When they ask him about a person who passed away before him, and he says, he passed away before me, they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong, and to Him is our return. So now, after asking him of this person, that person is getting all the, what you say, karguzari of the different people. They will then ask him about one person that had passed away before him. So now he will say, but this person had passed away before me. So then at that moment, those people will realize, those souls that are there, at that time they'll realize that this person hadn't come to us. In other words, he was not from amongst the people of Jannah. So this is what they will say. They will say that to Allah we belong and to Him is our return. He has been taken to His abode in hell. It is an evil place to go to and a bad place to live in. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added further to this, your actions are presented to your families and relatives who are already gone to the year after. If it was a good action, they rejoice and express their happiness. So one way is people think that now in my life, I was a very disrespectful person to my parents. I was a very disrespectful parent, I was a disrespectful brother to my elder brother, or I was a very, very disrespectful person in general to others. How can I make up for it? Here this hadith is teaching us, if we got good akhlaq and good amal and good actions, and this is also presented to them, to the families, and they are also getting happy that this person is behaving in a good way. They are also getting their hopes up, now this person will meet up with us. So here this hadith is saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam added, your actions are presented to your families and relatives who are already gone to the year after. If it was a good action, they rejoice and express their happiness and they say, oh Allah, this is through your grace and mercy. Complete your favor on him and let him die on him. So now they're also making dua for that person. They get so happy. Now this is one way of getting the duas of people on that side, so to speak, is that when our actions are good, they are so excited about it and they're making dua that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is through your grace and mercy. Complete your favor on him and let him die on it. The actions of a sinner are also presented to them. So they say, oh Allah, inspire him to do good actions which you are pleased with and which will bring him close to you. This teaches us one thing, that by us doing good actions in the dunya, we are making even the family on that side happy. And by us doing those bad actions, it's actually created some type of concern even for them. And that teaches us that let us do these good actions, these good a'mal. Stay away from guna. Stay away from those bad things. Firstly, the benefit will be for us. And secondly, also we can think and have this hope that when these actions are presented to my family members, at least they'll be proud of me, at least they'll feel happy of me that I'm doing actions and this is pleasing them. So a person thinks like this will inspire him even more further that let me do more good actions. Two short hadith. And Sa'id ibn Jubair radiallahu anhu qal, إِذَا مَاتَ الْمَيِّتُ إِسْتَقْبَلَهُ وَلَدَهُ كَمَا يُسْتَقْبَلُ الْغَائِبُ. Sa'id ibn Jubayr radiallahu anhu said that when a person passes away, his children welcome him in the world of souls just as a person who was gone out is received when he returns. Here this is referring to a person who lost his child, son, whoever it is, whichever child it is, before him. So the child had now passed away. As you'll understand from other hadith, this is what is meant. And he lost his child. So now when he passes away, the child is ready to receive him, to make his istiqbal, to welcome him on that side. So this is what this hadith is saying. When a person passes away, his children welcome him in the world of souls, just as a person who was gone out is received when he returns. An Thabit al-Bunanihi qal, balaghana anna al-mayyita idha mata ihtawshathu ahluhu wa aqaribuhu alladhina taqaddamahu min al-mawta falahum afrahu bihi wa huwa afrahu bihim min al-musafiri idha qadima ila ahlihi. Hazrat Thabit al-Bunani rahmatullahi alayhi relates that when we heard that when a person passes away and he reaches the world of souls, his family and relatives who had passed away before him come from all sides and surround him. They and him are more happy to meet each other, more happier than when a traveler returns to his family. So from all sides they start coming. Can you imagine what a meeting that is? From all sides, all are coming to meet him, family and friends and everyone are coming to meet him, and they are more happier to meet this person than when a traveler returns after a long journey. In those days when they used to travel, there was no contact at all. Person is gone. If somebody had to come from that town or that area, maybe he'll give a little bit of news of what they saw. But there was no contact. There would be so much of excitement to meet somebody after so long. The person person. So this is what he's referring to when a traveler comes, more happier than when a people meet a person who has been out, or when the traveler returns to his family, how happy the family gets now. Because they didn't even know what his status was, whether he's living or whether he passed away, his health, nothing they knew. But now when he comes, it's like a breath of fresh air, like the new moon, that excitement is so much. So more happier than this is that excitement of the meeting of the souls. From all these hadiths we can see that the very exciting moment in a person's journey, very, very happy moment, is not something a person should be depressed about, sad about, worried about. When a person is going to meet his family after a long journey, how excited he is. Just for a small hajj trip, when the day the person is returning now, he's so excited that I'm returning to my family. And even now in the aeroplane too, as the hours are going, he's looking to see now how many more hours to land. That excitement is growing, I'm going to meet my family and friends after this trip. So can you imagine that excitement that of meeting the parents, the excitement of meeting the other relatives, the excitement of meeting the friends, the excitement of meeting the ustad, the excitement of meeting the ulama, the excitement of meeting all the friends. What an excitement that is. So from this we learn that this is not something to fight for, it's something to yearn for and make dua for, and make our amal such that it takes us in that direction. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.